Congressional District 23 is one of the longest in the country. It takes 8 hours to drive across from San Antonio almost to El Paso. Yesterday, we heard about the size and demographics from reporters on each end of the district, where Democrat Gina Ortiz Jones is challenging Republican incumbent Will Hurd. Today, Marfa Public Radio's Carlos Morales and Texas Public Radio's Ryan Poppy dig into the issues that energize this sprawling district.
Ryan, let's start with a topic that everybody seems concerned about, healthcare.
That's certainly the case here in Northern Bexar County, Carlos. It's the most affluent section of the district. That's where I meet up with Janet Oglethorpe, sipping an artisan brew at her favorite coffee shop.
When I had my first colonoscopy about 10 years ago, they found a polyp about the size of a freckle, removed it, but that gave me a pre-existing condition and meant that, and it was spelled out in our policy, that I would not be covered for colon cancer.
Her main worry, that the Affordable Care Act will be dismantled or replaced with a plan that brings the country back to the days before the ACA.
On the other side of the district, down in Presidio, by the Big Bend region, the issue's the same, but the concerns are simpler. Reynalda Carrasco Garcia, she just wants better medical services.
Que haya doctores, que haya un buen hospital.
Carrasco Garcia says a lot of people in this part of Texas have to travel to cities hours away to get to a hospital. Sometimes, she says, it's just easier to go to Mexico.
Back here in San Antonio, I meet Vietnam War veteran Jose Arzolo at a Jim's Diner.
Over easy.
He says access to veterans' health care benefits is good, but getting the VA to declare a service-related medical condition as a disability, that's tough.
For example, I've been going back and forth with the VA for the last, well, I retired from the Navy in 1999, so I would say about 2000, 2001, I've been going back and forth trying to get my disability service connected.
Arzola's worried about his own care, of course, but what also concerns him is whether his family will get the benefits if he dies from one of those conditions.
Dennis Yancey is also a veteran. What concerns him most? Immigration and border security. We met up at a Will Hurd rally in Alpine.
Okay, I've lived in countries where I understand. I understand why they want to come here. But financially, we can't afford it no more. And I hate to say that, but that's just the bottom line.
Yancey says his views about the border were shaped by his years in the Army.
And that's the other concern. We got to be able to control who's in our country. If we don't know who the bad guys are, you can't defend against it. And sooner or later, it's going to hit small town USA.
In Elotes, a suburb west of San Antonio, Lonnie Pope's on the same page. She teaches special education and is a staunch supporter of President Trump's border wall.
If we have no borders, then we have a huge amount of space there that anybody can come in. But I think having that wall would be something that would make me feel more comfortable.
Pope also favors streamlining and reforming the country's current immigration system so that migrants have more legal options to come here.
In my part of District 23, Ryan, a lot of the voters I talked with have a preferred candidate in mind.
Still, some folks are mulling over the decision, but Carlos, they still have time.
But not a lot of time. Early voting ends next Friday, and Election Day is November 6th. I'm Carlos Morales in Marfa, way out west in District 23.
And from 400 miles east in San Antonio, I'm Ryan Poppy.